The three most common treatment options that are currently available for patients with sickle cell anemia include oral treatment with a medicine called hydroxyurea. And hydroxyurea is usually used to help increase the fetal hemoglobin percentage in these patients, which will then drive down the percentage of hemoglobin S that they have, which will then lead to decreased crises with pain episodes or acute chest syndromes or other consequences from sickle cell disease. The second treatment option is chronic blood transfusion. A lot of times patients are started on chronic blood transfusions if they've had a stroke or if they're monitoring levels on their transcranial Dopplers are rising or are close to levels that could be concerning for developing stroke. And this is usually done on a monthly basis, every 4 to 6 weeks, where a patient comes in and gets transfused with blood, and they get checked to make sure that their hemoglobin S percentage remains below 30%. And the other option now that is provided for patients is bone marrow transplant. Currently, it's been used very successfully in patients that have a matched sibling donor. We're still working on research to use unrelated donors as well as umbilical cord blood as an option for treatment for transplant for these patients. But currently, studies are still going on, and a new innovative study that's coming up to help these patients is gene therapy. It's still in the very basic stages of research, so we hope that this will help future patients.